Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and today I want to share with you what it means to be in solitude and learning to enjoy alone time with ourselves. You know, solitude is often mistaken as loneliness. Some people think that being alone equates with being lonely or introverted. But the truth is, solitude can be both a powerful and enriching experience. It's a chance to reconnect with ourselves, to explore our inner selves, and to really figure out who we are. It's getting to know what we desire out of this life. Why do we do the things that we do? What are our values? And so much more. I personally believe that the more you connect with yourself, the more you get to surround yourself with like-minded people, and the more inner peace that you have. Once you truly know and become who you are and can live authentically, that's when true happiness and joy comes in. For me, this journey began with a feeling of loneliness, and that's why I started meditation in the first place. There were times after moving to Hawaii when I felt very isolated and disconnected, because the culture here is just so different to the culture that I'm used to in the city of Philadelphia. You know, it's different in terms of the lifestyle, the community, the mannerism, and the attitude. I dealt with many feelings of insecurity while being here. At the time, I didn't realize it, but it felt like I was always looking for outside validation. I felt like I was looking for comfort outside of myself. But I feel like as I started to really explore mindfulness meditation, I think that's when everything began to change. Meditation ultimately became my anchor, and at first it was definitely very difficult. Like sitting in silence, alone with my thoughts, it often brought up feelings of discomfort and restlessness. But over time, as I continued to practice, I noticed a slight shift. Like the moments became less about loneliness and more about self-discovery. Meditation really helped me to develop a deeper understanding for myself, and it also allowed me to sit with my thoughts and emotions without judgment. And because of that, I began to see my loneliness not as something to be avoided, but just as a sign that I needed to turn inward to really give myself attention and compassion that I was seeking from others. I used to jump from friend group to friend group, wanting to connect with everyone, so that I wasn't in my thoughts and alone and just at home. I had really bad FOMO, fear of missing out. So I went to almost every single event that I was invited to. Yes, you know, I made a lot of friends, but that wasn't fulfilling enough for me. I felt like whenever I would go out to these events, I always wanted more after coming home. As if I didn't want my night to end, and the only way I would want my night to end is if I felt exhausted enough so that I can just come home and fall right asleep. I didn't want to think or ponder about my thoughts or this feeling of loneliness that I had very deep within me. Through meditation, I learned to appreciate my own company. I started to enjoy the quiet moments, finding beauty in the stillness. It was in these moments that I discovered the joy of solitude. I realized that being alone doesn't mean lonely. It can be a time of reflection, creativity, and growth. This transformation really inspired me to start teaching and offering meditation classes to others. I wanted to share the tools and techniques that had been so transformative for me. Many people, especially the elderly in assisted living facilities and healthcare workers, often feel isolated and stressed out. I saw an opportunity in Hawaii to not only help my community out, but to also help them find peace and connection with themselves through mindfulness meditation. So when I began Minyi Chen Coaching LLC, my goal was to provide a space where people could really explore their inner self and to find the same sense of peace and contentment that I had found. I tailored my sessions to meet the needs and the goals of my participants while incorporating education, coaching, and different weekly mindfulness meditation topics. The holistic approach helps them not only to learn about meditation, but also to understand how to navigate these practices into their daily lives. I've had the absolute privilege to work with wonderful people, and these wonderful people unfortunately had trouble calming and managing their thoughts due to personal stress, and I feel like I was able to help them find renewed energy and purpose. I've watched my participants and clients reconnect with themselves and their communities, really finding joy and meaning in their lives once again. I feel like these experiences really affirm my belief in the power of solitude and mindfulness. When embraced, solitude can be a profound teacher. Stillness can also be a profound teacher as well. It teaches us to be comfortable with ourselves and to listen to our inner voice, which is our intuition, and to really nurture and cater to our own needs. It's a space where we grow and heal and find clarity. Mindfulness is a powerful tool that not only helps us navigate through life, but it also allows us to be more present with ourselves, to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting too swept away by them, and to cultivate a sense of inner peace and self-compassion. As I continue my own journey of life, I am constantly reminded of the importance of taking time to myself. Sometimes life can be so demanding, and sometimes we're very busy, but it's important to carve out moments of solitude as an act of self-care. It's in these moments that we can really recharge and reflect and reconnect with our true selves. So to all of you listening, I encourage you to embrace solitude. Take a time to really sit with yourself, to meditate, and to explore your inner self, and to really get to know you. It may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but with practice, you begin to find a sense of peace and acceptance in your own company. And remember, being alone doesn't mean being lonely. It can be a time of profound self-discovery and growth. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Get to Know You podcast. I hope my journey inspires you to explore your own relationship with solitude and mindfulness. If you're interested in learning more about my meditation classes and workshops, or if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me via email. I'll link my email down below. Until next time, take care and enjoy the journey of getting to know yourself.